Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, does Parshat Vayeshev always coincide with Hanukkah?
Not always, but many times it does. This year, we have two Shabbatot that are Hanukkah, both Vayeshev and Miketz. One of those two always coincides with Hanukkah, and there's a reason for it. Vayeshev, Rashi points out, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Our father Jacob wanted to retire. He wanted to clip coupons. He had enough already. And who can blame him, right? We have all the years in the house of Lavan, fleeing from Esav, the story with Shechem, the rape of his daughter Dinah. All of the, you know, it's enough. Enough is enough. And now he wanted to settle down in his land of Israel and study and, you know, have a retirement that all of us dream about. Kofts olav rogzo shel Yosef. And that's just the beginning now of his problems, because now the story of Joseph and his brothers is about to unfold. The lesson here is obvious, that God says to Yaakov, it's not sufficient the reward that I have for you in the world to come. You expect to live in this world in leisure as well. That's not the way the world is. It certainly is true for the Jewish people, and I think that that's part of the connection to Hanukkah. The Jewish people come back from the Babylonian exile. Miraculously, they restore themselves to the country. They build the second temple. They organize their lives. Everything is fine, right? All of a sudden, here comes Alexander the Great. Here come the Greeks. Here come the Syrians. And here comes oppression of you're not allowed to observe the Torah. What happened here? The Jewish people also wanted to retire, so to speak. Have a respite, right? And the Lord evidently didn't intend that for us. And therefore, it takes this courage and strength of the Maccabees, of the Hashmonaim, to rise against the Greeks, and the Jewish people will begin all over again. And we come out of retirement, so to speak. There's a great analogy to our time. After the Holocaust and after the establishment of the State of Israel, we certainly felt that we're entitled to respite, certainly entitled to the world's recognition and sympathy. We're going to build our own country here. We're going to live in peace with our neighbors. We're going to help everyone. We're going to make the Middle East a rose garden, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't turn out that way. We're right back in the soup again. And so, therefore, we have to be the Maccabees again. We have to be strong and of good courage. We have to be able to present ourselves and push ourselves forward and to maintain our position and our rights. Our father Yaakov, at the end of his life, looking back, will say that my years were few and they were not so pleasant. And I did not achieve the lifespan that my forefathers achieved. Nevertheless, Yaakov is the Pchir Sheba Avot. He is the chosen one of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He is really the father of the Jewish people. We call ourselves the children of Israel. We call ourselves on his name. Our state is called on his name because of the fact that he fought it through. He was the one that rose to every occasion. And even though in his heart's heart he may have wished to have a much easier time of it, much simpler life, but we have to deal with what life deals out to us. We have to respond to the challenges that exist in front of us. And to pine away and say, oh, you know, we're entitled to a respite. We're entitled to more leisure. We're entitled to less stress. True, we may be entitled to all of it, but since we don't have it, so then we have no choice but to function as we do, to maintain ourselves and to maintain our position and our country and our people and our Torah. That's the lights of Hanukkah show that. The small little light of Hanukkah lights up a lot of darkness. And it's done so for many thousands of years. The Syrian Greeks and all of our other enemies sooner or later disappear. They all evaporate. Unfortunately, they're always replaced. But the Jewish people are constant. They're firm. They're here. They're strong. And I think there is no greater message that we can have for Hanukkah, no greater message that we have for any other time of the year, that even though Bikesh Leshe B'Shalva, we would like to live quietly, peacefully, in serenity, but if life demands otherwise, then we will be equal to that challenge as well, and we'll be able to pursue our agenda of being the Jewish people throughout all circumstances.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Vayeshev.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.